This is you.
Sounds like I'm an ass.
This is Spike.
It should, because you're a lazy.
All right, what we're doing today is just a little fight companion for UFC 299, which is Sean O'Malley taking on Chito Vera. Marlon Chito Vera.
We're just going to do the last two fights. So the main fight of Dustin Poirier and...
Poirier? Yeah.
There's no T?
No.
Where'd the T go?
It skipped down.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Dustin Poirier. Some say Poirier because he's French.
Okay.
You know, at least that's what his name is. But Saint-Denis, Benoit Saint-Denis, which is funny, another French guy. And then Sean O'Malley taking... Oh, yeah, I already talked about that. Sean O'Malley taking on Chito Vera. But, like I said, fight companion, and we're just going to talk about these two fights. And then a little afterthought, and then we'll be out of your hair.
Yeah, while the fights are going, so...
Yeah, and we can't hit the volume loud, obviously, for copyright reasons, so hopefully you're not hearing too much of it, but... Cool. Thanks for showing up. Okay, so here's the ring girl getting out of the ring there, my gosh.
Biggest tits out of any ring girl I've ever seen, I think.
For sure.
But they usually... have just a regular size set.
Yeah.
A little bigger.
And they're usually paid for, you know. Those pups are, I mean, if those are paid for, those are the best paid for ones I've ever seen. But
well, you think. I mean, so far, you uncover them, you might be like, oh, man, what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
It could be a disaster area.
So with this fight, this one dude's been doing real good, real hot. You're talking about Saint-Denis. But Dustin Poirier is coming off a knockout loss.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, wow, that was kind of cool.
He kind of took Poirier down.
Yeah, Dustin.
I'm just going to call him Dusty.
Yeah. He took Dusty Rhodes down.
I thought for sure that his name had a T in it, Poirier.
No,
like,
yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah, you can see here.
Yeah, I see it now, right? Poirier.
Poirier. Yeah, and then you got Benoit St. Denis. He's coming in, but no, this guy's been doing really, really well. You know, Benoit, he's been doing really good, and he called out Dustin in his last victory, you know, which was barely like a month and a half ago.
They're already getting paired up here.
Yeah. And then Dustin Poirier was like, in the past, recent past, he said, well, I don't want to fight just any fight. I want to fight for a belt. Really well-known guy, you know, that deserves it, we deserve it, whatever, you know, or someone that really excites me. I don't want to just fight any old fight anymore.
Dude, he's piggybacking him here.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're back up on their feet now.
Benoit is just going for the takedown. He's getting relentless with it. And Poirier's getting
He's got a little guillotine going there. Oh,
yeah.
Out of it.
Yeah. Had a submission going on there for a minute, but I think a lot of that... they use it for positioning. If I get him in a chokehold, he'll let go and he'll I can back out, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's good. That's probably a good way to do it.
Yeah, threaten them a little bit and then
Well, they're taking it serious, that's for sure.
Yeah. This Saint-Denis doesn't look bad either, but, I mean, he's in there with a guy that's got a shit ton of, almost triple the experience. Just about exactly, because I think Saint-Denis is like 13-1 or 13-2 maybe, and Dustin's almost 40 fights, so
yeah,
pretty close to like triple. But I mean, nowadays it really doesn't say anything.
Does he get his arm?
Yeah,
he's got more.
Yeah,
Is it really? Does it count as a good thing when you get somebody in some lock and they just roll over and get out of it? I mean,
does it count as points? You mean, or
does it count as a? I guess it counts as a takedown or whatever the takedown counts. I think there's a lot of failed attempts here.
Yeah, I think it's just the feel-out process. Because I would bet these guys are going to be here for five rounds. It's a long time to stay gas, you know. Easy to gas out fast, you know, if you're going for it. So, which Dustin even said, if we're going to do this fight, I want five rounds.
Yeah.
Because... the longer it goes, the better it gets for Dustin Poirier, you know. He's probably been in some of the worst situations and come out of them good, you know. Right now...
So,
Benoit.
It just said three submission attempts. Does that, is that a good thing, or is that because they're attempts, that's not good? Like, he attempted to submit him, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I guess that's better than him, you know, laying on the floor and just...
Yeah, not doing anything, yeah. And, I mean, Dustin is on... He's behind Dustin. Dustin's on his back, whatever. So it's basically Benoit's kind of got a body lock on. But Dustin is really in no trouble. He's not...
It looks like...
He's not got any kind of submission attempt ready to go. He's got that body lock on, which is good.
Yeah, right. He's got him locked up over his stomach.
But what he's doing with this is really not going to be much.
Yeah, he's not... I mean, he can't get around his neck.
Luckily, we're at 17 seconds left in the first.
Yeah, right. This is... I mean, dude, seems like dude's afraid of getting punched in the face.
Yeah, it's a weird approach so far because his last fights didn't look like, wow, this is weird.
Ooh, he's got his arm. All right, he knew it. He knew he had seconds left. And then he looked at him and kind of was like, hey, good job.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, and then he just walked away.
What, he put a hand up. Does that mean, like, hey, I'm okay? Well, I don't know what that meant. It seemed like Dustin put a hand up, meaning like, hey, we're good.
Hmm.
Or something, like, because maybe like the ref was, I don't know. But it was like, dude, there's only seconds left here. I don't know, that looked weird to me. But I don't know how many times we're going to do this, but we just figured spur of the moment. You know,
and we wanted to see these fights. These are good fights. Yeah.
I was excited for this card, so, and this is normally the day that we do the show, so. So going to the second round here.
There was a different ring girl walking by. It looked like I saw, you know, some ass coming out of her pants. Oh, dude looks fucked up already. What's his name?
Benoit.
Yeah, Benoit looks a little messed up.
Well, this might even be, well, it's got to be Benoit's first five-round fight in UFC. So that's probably why we don't see him going for the kill here, because... Ooh, shit, he already...
What the hell, dude? He just barely... It looked like he barely hit him.
Yeah.
And now he's got him in a guillotine. Oh, and he's in there pretty deep. Oh, he got out.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to land that. But, man, Dustin had him, and I don't know why he went for the guillotine. It's like, dude, finish him.
Yeah, right. He should have punched him a few times.
He had Benoit connected with him,
and the guy fell to one knee, you know? He's got a tattoo of a knife. He's going to end up cutting him with that.
Yeah, that's not smart in a cage.
You can't use a knife in a fight, man. And then, you know, Poirier, he's got a tattoo of a gun. It's like, you brought a knife tattoo to a gun tattoo fight.
Tattoo fight. All right, Dustin, let's go. What are you doing here?
Now he's on his back like a monkey. He's like...
Yeah.
He's trying to choke him again. He's not in there completely.
This choke does not look good.
Not enough in there.
I think this is almost laughable for chin. Dustin.
Dustin's like, is this a break? What am I doing?
So far, I'm really kind of surprised at what this Benoit dude has not done. I mean,
yeah, right. He's not very impressive with this. He's trying to slow it down to a stop and then just sit there, it seems like.
I don't know, though. Is what he's doing enough to throw Dustin off? Because it just doesn't seem like Dustin's... You know, is he just taking a lot of this just to get him excited so that he's wanting to land that one shot again, I think.
Letting him work.
Yeah, you're right. Let him work.
Tire yourself out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's swinging at nothing now. Jeez.
Yeah.
He looks like he's getting gassed a little bit in the first round here.
Poirier's showing some good movement. Round. Some good head movement here.
Yeah.
And I like how he's always got a hand up, something to block it. You know, he's pretty good with that. Been good all fight with it. Oh, it was another one.
There
he
fucking got him down again.
Damn it, man. I wish he
threw a knee. He's going for the guillotine again, you know. My gosh, dude. He is done.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah,
it is way over.
There
man.
We go
That's
for that
That's the third
one, man.
Time. That was three times that he knocked him down with a punch. It's like the first time he hit him with a good punch, he went down to one knee. And then the second time he hit him with a good punch, same thing.
Yeah.
And then the third time he went down and fell onto his back.
He fell onto his back, and then he polished it off with a Dan Hendo style, almost, on Bisbee's chin.
That one came from across the room.
Yeah, it did, that was hilarious. He almost jumped with it. I mean, he did like a mild version, but Dustin did. But hey, he looked good. He was never in any trouble.
No, I mean, unless his chin was where he breathed through, because he blocked off his chin a few times with those rear naked choke attempts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't get his neck at all. He kept getting his chin, but man. And then look, right, took his leg right off from under him.
Maybe he was doing that. Maybe the plan was to keep him from getting too close like that, or going for the takedown because he might get a guillotine. You know what I mean? Just something to threaten him with. But man, that was nasty. One right hook right there. That was the last one.
That just knocked a lot of blood out of his nose. That he didn't even hit him in the nose, but his nose just had blood in it from some of the other punches.
Yeah, here's a. And that, oh man, look at that. And that was the last one there. Right, put his ass down.
That fucking ref was coming in. He pushed him right off.
Yeah.
Get off of him. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him, Brock.
But no, nice job, man. Yeah, I love it.
He's talking to Trump.
That's funny, too. That's the first time I've seen Trump's daughter with him.
Yeah. Ivanka?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah. Wife was her mom is Ivana, right? Ivana or
I think so.
Something similar, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. And that's what he was saying before the fight too. Dustin was he's saying, "Hey, this guy is excited. He's been putting on exciting fights. He's like, I'm excited for that. This is a guy that's up and coming and doing really well, and that excites me because I can prove to everybody that I'm still here." And,
yeah, you know, right. I've always liked Dustin for. Poor TA.
Yeah. Heart. I think it's Heartbeat Hot Sauce. Or Beat of the Heart or something. Which is kind of a corny name, but there's got to be something behind it, you know, to him. Yeah, cool dude, man.
Isn't he going to take those mouthpiece out for the little interview here? It's like, you're a good fighter. Don't give up. Goodbye. I won.
Yeah. I won now. Can you please get the hell out of here? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time, man. Appreciate your time tonight, man. You know, get the hell out of here. Thank you very much.
I do that at work sometimes. I'll be rolling past somebody and be like, "Hey, man, thanks for coming in."
All right, we got Joe going over the interview here. I think we're probably going to... Yeah.
He's giving him props, but I mean, it really wasn't that hard for him. It was not that hard of a fight for him.
It looked like it was pretty easy.
He was just trying to be cool, which is nice, you know.
Yeah. Most wins in UFC history: Jim Miller at the top with 26, Dustin Poirier at 22. In the middle, you got Andre Arlovski,
number two,
Donald Cerrone tied at 23, and then I didn't see the guy under that. But. Yeah, Cerrone already retired a while ago. But 23.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy. And Arlovski. But Jim Miller, 26 wins in UFC.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. Let's get a little bit of word here. I don't think we can get...
Well, you got to pay it back. Hold your position or lose it, man. That's the nature of the beast. That's what we do.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why... See, that's another thing I like about him. Fight for his spot. You know what I mean? It's not all about... taking the next guy up.
Now, he had been pressuring you, jumping the guard and trying to grab the guillotine.
Left, right hand. I'll never stop doing it. Left. Bam.
Man, that was nasty. That was nice. You can see his eyes cross a little bit on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. That's funny.
Close the show. That was one of them in the corner. I ain't stopping. Well, listen. That beautiful right hook there.
Damn it. I wanted to go back far enough to see that. Yeah, that was nice, too.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, he's got some real nice punches.
That punch coming down was nice, too.
I'm just a man, Joe. And I got a lot of respect for Benoit St. Denis, his mindset, his grit. He's a tough guy, and if he chooses to, he'll be back, no doubt about it. I want to give him his props, respect for defending his country, respect for being part of the military. But that being said, I want to thank every man and woman from America making this the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm serious, in my household, your sacrifice doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you very much. One of the greats, Dustin Poirier.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's a post fight interview.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah. He, his Instagram too, which I haven't seen it in a while. I think I had him on my, on my old Instagram account. I need to go follow him again. He does like funny little videos with his daughter. Hell, she's probably 12 years old by now, but she was real little, just do little cute videos with her. Yeah, you know? Just very cool. You can tell he's a good dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess Mr. Beast and Logan Paul.
All right, I got to turn this down. What am I doing here? That's Corey Sandhagen there. That's the man right there. That guy's going to be champ.
He's got some big ears. So is this guy.
Yeah, that guy just, did he just win a belt?
Oh, it's Masvidal.
Yeah, he's talking about coming back. He's thinking about boxing, though. Thinking about doing a couple boxing matches.
Trump, he's making a comeback too, I heard.
Yeah. Man, Ivanka. Is it me or she needs to give that girl a cheeseburger.
Maybe she needs to bulk up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Start doing some powerlifting. It's not like she doesn't look good.
Oh, no, I mean, she looks good, yeah. But she's got to be up there. She's in her 40s, right?
I don't know. It looks like she's in her 20s. I mean.
Yeah, it's your main event here, Marlo Vera. Marlon.
Vera?
Yeah, Aloe. Yeah, Aloe. His name, first name's Aloe, yeah. Last name Vera.
He's good for a cut.
All right, we're going to fast forward to this main event here. Oh, he finished him? No.
Yeah, I like Sean O'Malley. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I mean, this might, if this guy wins tonight, he's just Sean O'Malley's kryptonite or something. Because I don't see, I mean, I think Sean has improved a lot. That fight was a couple years ago, so... It's making a lot of improvement, and you won the championship in that time. It's like you didn't win that championship by not getting better. I mean,
yeah, right.
So Chito Vera, I think, is going to see a different guy here. Plus, Chito Vera looked like dog shit the last fight I saw him in. I don't know if he's fought since then, but I don't know how he gets a title shot off of getting his ass kicked by Corey Sandhagen. Yeah, Corey Sandhagen, dude, we just saw in the crowd, beat the crap out of him for, I think it was the... headliner, so it would have been five rounds because it wasn't a finish. So I'm not really sure why he got this title shot, but I think it was something that, just speculation, I think O'Malley had something to do with it. Like, I want to get that fight back kind of thing. So let him have the shot or whatever.
Okay.
And like I say, Chito might have fought in between there too and did really well, which they gave him the title shot for. I'm not really sure. But I know he looked like shit against Corey Sandhagen, so...
You know, I heard that Cheetos are like number 7 on the list of bad snacks that are really, really bad for you.
The Chito Veras?
No. Yeah, Cheetos.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't... I heard some bad shit about them too, but I couldn't tell you exactly what. But is it the cheese flavoring that has bad shit in it?
Well, I have no idea. They do all kinds of shit to fucking ruin shit.
We'll have to do another... banned foods episode, because I think that one did fairly well, too. I think.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I couldn't give you a number.
But I mean, that's definitely something that I like to put out there, because I want people to realize
there's
some fucked up shit here. I mean,
We have the worst food in the world. This country has the worst food in the world.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get, is like, why have all these extra dyes and stuff that cause cancer? Just don't put it in. I don't give a shit what color it is.
It's got to tell you what the motives are if they keep using that shit.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm sorry, man. You're making yourself look bad here. If you call this healthy food or not, I mean, your fuck snack is not going to be healthy. I get it.
Well,
but it doesn't
not?
Have to kill you.
It doesn't have to be the worst thing for you. And you know, the shit from other countries, people say tastes better. The stuff that has less ingredients.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, they're using all these different dyes and all these preservatives and all this stuff that's unnecessary.
I'm sure they might not let... I mean, it's crazy what they do with certain shit just to give it more fluff or so it looks more presentable.
Yeah, right, more appealing.
Like, yeah, it's like, dude, if it tastes good, I don't care if it's
like
the shape of a turd.
Like they fucking put apples in wax, a thin layer of wax on an apple to make it shiny. You could scrape the wax off and start a fire with it. I mean, it's really wax.
That's ridiculous.
It's not good for you to eat that shit.
No.
Anyway,
it's
stop talking about that, because, man, that's going to be a fucking... dirt filled road.
Yeah.
You get some bright pink shorts on, Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, he had the cotton candy hair is what what it looked like to me, where it's blue and like a just a purpley bright pink.
Purpley pinkish, yeah.
Yeah.
Stripes.
But man, when he won the belt, though, it looked so good. I mean, the other guy's coming at him, throwing good looking strikes. And Sean's just like, one real nice dodge, and then just uncorks this and just blam, puts the guy on,
on his back.
Yeah, on Sterling, Aljamain Sterling, flat on his back. I don't remember how the finish went exactly, but that one punch was all it took to change the trajectory totally.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of his fights because when I heard about him, and then I was like, I just saw something popped up on YouTube, and I watched it, and I was like, good gravy. It was a whole story about him and how his fights went and how he... Also, Patty the Batty, I think. I get these two mixed up sometimes. But
Patty the Batty is hated right now. A lot of people, he's got to earn his shit back because he lost a fight and just acted like, oh, no, I won. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I won. Just real cocky like that. I mean, his performance was shit. The guy that, to me, it seemed like somebody really wanted him to win that fight. So one of the judges got wind of that and was like, I'll take care of that for you, or some shit. It just looked fishy to me, totally. Because it's like, dude, how did he win that fight? He spent the majority of the time on his back because Sean Brady? Yeah, Sean. No, it wasn't. Where was it? It might have been Sean Brady. It was a dude that went through a lot in life, and it was good to see him making these accomplishments in UFC in his fight career. Has a pretty heavy backstory. Not, you know, I don't know what, like you say, Patty the Batty's backstory is, but this dude had a story that you like to see it. The crowd definitely likes to see a guy.
I think it was...
Face adversity.
It was O'Malley that I was watching, and he had like a low time where he... I don't know. Wasn't doing good.
We were talking about that, and I completely interrupted you. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Hey, man. Back and forth. It's the way it is. It's the way it should be.
But,
man, here goes Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, right.
Buffer.
We were talking earlier, and I'm saying, I swear this guy is going to have a heart attack in the cage.
Oh, he's going to blow it, have an aneurysm.
Actually, that forehead probably out. Probably that more so.
Bust a blood vessel somehow with all that hard ass screaming.
Dude, when he announces 23-8 for Marlon Vera. 23-8. Yeah, 135 pounds for this one. All right, let's get on with this. It's enough with the all the pink wigs and the pink wigs in the crowd. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I'll keep looking. I'll see it.
Yeah, I can see one already in the background. It's kind of right by the Bud Light sign, kind of. It's kind of hard to see, but... All right, let's see what Sean's able to do here. Because last time, Vera was just...
I like his fighting style. I think it's really cool. He's very calculated. He's very strategic.
Yeah, and he's sharp as hell, man. I mean, when he aims, it's like he... Very rarely does he not connect. Not a lot of wasted energy either, you know what I mean? These guys that go out and just constantly going for shots, even if they know they're not going to, you know. Sometimes a guy's just too far out. So what are you swinging at?
I don't understand the whole reaching your hand out and then them, like, touching hands and stuff like that while they're fighting. I don't get it.
Oh, man, that was a nasty kick, man. Yeah, Sean just kicked the daylights out of his side.
Is that the liver?
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't win. I look like he went like that, but I'm surprised it wasn't worse.
Yeah, like he hit him right in the liver and onions.
He's got a good poker face. Yeah, he's got a good poker face.
You know, I just saw a thing with Lady Gaga where she said, this song has been out for however many years, and they never really realized the lyrics. And only Kiss FM, she said, didn't play the song and said that we think that you're saying what we think you're saying.
Wow,
and
they're the only one that caught it.
That it was pup 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 poker face fuck 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 her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or pup pup fuck her face. So she did say fuck her face.
Oh, so it's like one time though.
Yeah, pup 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 poker face, pup pup fuck her face.
Wow.
And
yeah, I heard about that before, but I didn't know that. Whatever you said, Kiss FM was the only one that the only place that caught it.
Yeah, that's what she said, because they wouldn't play your song, because they said, we think you're saying something in there that we don't want to have on our show.
Yeah, right, because that's FCC.
It's a violation, man.
Yeah, that's a big fine, too, like, man.
I mean, I don't know for sure what it was, but like $500,000 per occurrence, maybe?
Jeez.
Or maybe $50,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever I don't know if it's not. That
the
much,
DJ can't afford it. That's whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a huge fine. Yeah. Okay, Chito Vera, some leg kicks here. Major covering up here, but
his nose looks like it's been punched a bit.
Ooh, I don't know. I gotta wonder. The longer this goes, it's gonna get better for Chito Vera, because he's the more guy I think that could take more abuse. Is what I'm
think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know a lot about Sean O'Malley. I just think he has a really cool fighting style.
I agree. He does. I think we haven't seen him take a beating a lot, so it's hard to gauge.
Yeah, right.
How long he's going to last.
It's just so. I mean, the way he can get in there and punch just in the right spot to knock somebody out, and he just knocks so many people out.
And he's so, look at him, he's so beanpole thin.
Yeah, he's very thin, right? He has a lot of
generate,
power.
Yeah, generates he's not, some crazy
he's
power.
He's not sporting like big arms or like huge biceps or anything like that.
No.
He just looks like a thin dude, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, he probably grew up a scrapper, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Just fighting in Ireland or something, maybe. You want to fight? Come around here. Come around to the ring.
Get away from the O'Malley Farms.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're playing each other a little. I mean, they're playing.
I was tell you that's a reach thing. You're judging distance.
Okay.
That's what I heard. Anyway, I can't tell you anything from experience because I don't have any experience, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah, where they touch hands.
Yeah, you're...
Like, I'm just trying to gauge how close I am, how far do I have to fucking swing to hit you in the melon. They're both being too careful right now.
Yeah, right.
Instead of throwing a punch and throwing a couple of punches, or getting punched and throwing a punch.
It's like a feel-out process.
Yeah,
you know?
It's way too much, though. Luckily, this is only round one, because if they'd be doing this in round three, I'd be pissed off.
No, I would bet the next round's going to be better.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he felt out enough, and now he's ready to start throwing some punches, because good gravy.
Yeah, right. With the extra gravy, yeah.
Yeah.
But he... I don't know. I haven't seen him look like that in a long time. I think the last time he was here, I saw him, he had cornrows, too.
He did?
Yeah. He looks totally different. Like, with the mustache and beard. Yeah.
Aloe Vera. He just wiped his face on his buddy's shirt. He wiped his mouth. He spit, and he had spit on his face, and he wiped it on his buddy's shirt.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. That was Aloe Vera that did that.
Yeah, no. I'm kind of interested to see where they go from here, because or what the cornerman would have said after that, because that was a pretty uneventful first round.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really gained much ground on that. It was just mostly a process, just feeling each other out.
If you could give a 10-10 round, because it's somebody always has to win the round, but it's like, if you could give a 10-10, I would almost give a 10-10 round. I don't think anybody won or lost that round.
Yeah.
But
okay, there's a spinning back kick by O'Malley, and another.
It seems like I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like I don't remember the fight real well either. I could just go by a lot of what people have told me. I don't
even
know if I saw.
Did he have tattoo shorts on him, or is that shorts? I guess it's some shorts under his yellow, right?
Yeah, gray under shorts.
I thought that was a tattoo, and I'm like, good gravy, that's a lot of ink, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but he's got it on both sides, so yeah, and you can see, if you get a close enough look, you can see it is, it does look like a tattoo.
I know, it looks like tattoo ink, but then...
The color matches his tattoos that are there.
Exactly, right.
It does totally
match
the color.
That's why I was like, dude, that's a lot, man. Did you have a tattoo, a pair of shorts on you?
Is that... Mary on his
I like, think so, yeah.
From his chest down to his stomach. It looks like a tattoo of Mary.
Virgin Mary.
Yeah, some of these dudes got some nice artwork. I mean, I'm not a tat guy, obviously, but some of it, if it's done right, it looks cool.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing for me. I mean, like you, it's
not for me. I don't have any tattoos, neither do you.
No.
I mean,
there's a fun fact for you.
If you're going to be, I've always been a person that does not want to go with the flow. I don't follow the crowd and do what everybody else does. So I think not getting tattoos was the way to go for that.
Yeah.
So I caught that.
Like dates in the past, Ben, you have no tattoos? I'm like, no. Why get one?
Yeah, why do I need a tattoo?
What if I'm upset about it later down the road? It's like,
exactly.
There's been things that I've looked back on, like, why would I have done that? Or why would I have said that? And it's like, why wouldn't I think the same thing about a tattoo?
Exactly.
Why did I do that? Well, you know.
I mean, like when somebody gets No Regrets tattooed.
Yeah.
No regrets, but it's spelled backwards. I was like, seriously, you don't have any regrets? Not even that tattoo?
Yeah. Yeah. No regrets.
Yeah. That was on a movie. The Millers, I think it was called.
I don't even know if I've even seen it. Millers? Is that new?
No, it's a little older. I think it's Jennifer Aniston and the guy from Saturday Night Live, Jason Sudeikis.
Oh,
that's right, babe. What you doing, babe?
Oh, that's right. That they went like on a family trip.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and,
I
and
saw
the
that.
And the girl's like my boyfriend, and then she comes in. And he's
I saw
like,
that with Kim. Remember the one that passed away?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she
had the wedding.
Pitching for the other team.
Yeah.
No, very very cool friend of mine that died of cancer, of course. But she liked Jennifer Aniston. She's like, she still looks really good. I mean, which I agree. I mean, yeah, she still looks great.
Oh, damn. O'Malley's working it. He's working
O'Malley's
it.
O'Malley's going.
Dude, that's, he's got so many punches and kicks in that short of time.
Chito doesn't look like he's in real trouble here.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's got a little bit of blood going on, but.
That could just be cheese sauce.
Yeah, right.
It's
Chito it's Red Hot. It's the Red Hot Cheetos.
Oh, wow.
The fire Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos, yeah.
Thank you. Jeez.
Man, that threw his head back.
Damn.
Dude, he is throwing some hard-ass punches with them little arms.
Yeah, right. This guy's got a chin from...
Yeah, this chin is like Jay Leno's chin.
Yeah, right. Like, punch all you want, he'll take more.
That's awesome, man. That was great. There used to be a commercial about Doritos that Jay Leno was in. He's, crunch all you want, we'll make more.
Yeah.
So that was the tagline of it. But yeah, punch all you want, he'll take more. That's good stuff.
Man.
Oh, kicked him right in the face, dude. He's all bloody now.
What does he look? Who does he look like? He looks like somebody from a 70s movie to me. That's what he looks like.
He looks like one of the cavemen from that Progressive commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, so easy a caveman can do it.
Oh,
he
shit.
Took a knee.
Wow, that was quick, too.
Oh, and then the round's over.
Guy's chin is nuts, man.
Yeah, he took
that
a
was
lot.
A much more active round. See, now they did the feel-out process.
Yeah.
Now they went to work.
This next round, somebody's going down. And this dude's going to get knocked out in this next round.
Man,
I'm
look at
thinking
that. Look at that cut.
I'm thinking Cheeto's going to be knocked out in this next round.
You're going to knock the orange right out of him, no.
Yeah. It's like they're wiping blood off his face, but the rag is orange. That's terrible. Not terrible, but...
No.
He's like, not now. Don't punch him. This is not really a fight.
Yeah, I can barely hear it. Sorry, people. I did not get a lot of sleep last night, so that's why I'm yawning. Went to bed late and got up way early, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get back to sleep. Man, that was a nice knee. Look at that.
Geez,
damn.
Dude,
I don't even remember.
That's what busted his nose off.
I don't remember seeing that. That was nasty.
Yeah, we missed that. I missed it.
Oh, God!
Oh, and then two of them.
Damn. Man, that was that was a replay right there, and that was
insane.
Here comes
round three now.
Yeah, wow, that was sick,
dude,
man.
I'm telling you, this fucking O'Malley guy, he is...
Yeah, he's...
He is
he's
badass.
Yeah, I mean, when they fought, I mean, he's improved quite a bit. He's had a lot of time to improve.
And like,
Chito Vera, being a little bit older of a dude... Doesn't seem like he's changed much. I mean, I can't say he hasn't improved, but he doesn't look much different to me, I guess.
No, he's just got a very fucking, very exacting, very precise aim. Just amazing. He finds an opening. Gino. No, I'm talking about pink shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a pink Lamborghini.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's a, I think it's a Diablo, I think. I mean, obviously, I don't know how many like different Lamborghinis are making nowadays, but
yeah, there's a pretty good amount. I mean, there's probably five at least.
Like different models.
Maybe Gallardo, and Ventador. They have SUV.
I think what he has is a Diablo. I can't be 100% sure on that, but I'm sure anybody looks it up, you'll see it. It's, I mean, it's obnoxious because of the pink, but
yeah, right.
But it's a sweet ass car. Holy shit!
I think I saw it,
dude. If Sean just plays this out for the rest of the night, I don't. There's not going to be much of a problem here.
Yeah, right. He's going to knock him out. I think he's going to knock him out.
I don't know. I mean, I can't. It'd be still too soon, and we're about to the halfway point of the fight here. Yeah, like 28 seconds would be the half point.
Right.
I don't see why Vera beat him the first time. I don't see it yet.
Yeah,
why? Right. How would he have beat him? I mean, I think he just got a lucky shot and followed it up and finished him, you know, or something. Yeah.
That might have been something that they talked about in that little thing that I saw.
You know, it's not to discredit him, but it just, I mean, the way Sandhagen handled him, I was like, dude, this guy beat O'Malley? I didn't see what was, he was confused the whole time. Of course, Sandhagen's known for that. You know, he's got a crazy style. He hit flying knees. That's why I think Corey Sandhagen and Sean O'Malley will be a good fight. Weird. Okay. They might do a lot of canceling each other out because they're both...
You both have that weird style.
Yeah, good knees. You know, Corey's got a little more jumping stuff, jumping knees, shit like that. But, and Sean is just lighting him up. I mean, nice combos. And Chito's just kind of 1-2. Backs up, defends a little bit. 1-2. He's not really putting punches together here. Not getting much chance to. I think Sean's... distance management is a lot better too.
Yeah, right.
He's keeping him right at the end of his shit.
Reach. Yeah, it's impressive. I love to watch this because they're very strategic. At least O'Malley is.
Yeah.
Other dude is just like, you know, get close enough so I can try and hit you.
Yeah, come on, kid. Come on, we'll go have a beer after this. Come on, let's go. You know, he just looks like that guy to me. Of course, it's the hair and the beard growing. You know. But he just looks like a rough. Look, he could pass for. Put a leather jacket on him, put him next to a Harley, he could totally pass off for a biker.
Oh, right, yeah, for sure.
You know? Hit you over the head with his bottle, and we'll go have a beer there at the bar.
He knees him in the stomach Lambo. And then pushes him back, yeah.
Tell you what, let me go take your Lambo for a ride, you could ride my Harley.
Yeah. Of course, he doesn't sound like that at all.
Right.
Sleep. Chito is reminding me a little bit of Clay Guida.
Yeah. I mean, a little
kind
bit.
Kind of the way his style is, too. That
whoa. Like, did he just rock O'Malley?
I don't know, but the crowd is going a little crazy.
Yeah, the crowd got... Oh, jeez.
He fell. He kind of slipped or something. Slipped.
He landed a kick. Threw a kick and then fell backwards. Look at him getting up in his face. Go back to your corner. Get away from my Harley. Get away from my hog.
And then his wife's out there.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. So here we are, man. We're at the championship rounds here, 4-5.
Well, he didn't get knocked out yet.
I don't know, man. He's giving his nose a try out here.
Yeah, he's pretty caught up.
That guy went to wipe more blood, and he wiped it on
his
forehead.
Okay, now he took it off there.
Okay, yeah.
That dude has those headphones that go into your bones. They're not on your ear, they're on the bone right here. and it puts the sound into bones so that your ear, you can still hear what's going on around you, but the sound is still inside your head.
So it's not literally where it pushes inside your head.
No, it's touching right here, so it's not blocking your ears, so you can still hear everything, but the music plays inside your head.
Wow, that's crazy. It's
pretty cool. The guy at work had me put his on. So how almost do they stay no up? Bass. They hang over your ear, and then they touch here, so they hang on your ears.
Wow, that's
it's pretty cool technology, but I don't.
It must have press in some way in order to create some bass, you know. Otherwise, it's not. Oh shit! Did Gino just landed on him? Pretend to get talking and miss something. Okay, now that wasn't what I thought it was. I thought he had landed a significant shot on him, but shot him with the body shots. Another kick. His kick up the middle is nice, too.
Yeah, right. He's got a really nice front kick.
He's chipping away at the gas tank there. In boxing, they it's money in the bank, man. It's money in the bank. You know, meaning like it's going to pay off later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know,
because it's going to run out of gas. She's not going to make it. He's gonna you get tired?
No, I'm good. My neck hurts.
Oh. I thought maybe you're getting tired. It's way past your bedtime, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, me not having any sleep, this is not a great hour for me either. But, all right, Cheeto Vera going after it here. Oh, wow. Ooh, wow, he almost landed a knee there. Wow. Oh,
man, it looked like he shook him a little bit.
It looked like he landed that. I'm not even 100% sure he landed that, but.
No, he just kind of pissed off O'Malley. O'Malley's coming at him pretty hard.
I think Cheeto, man, talk about a guy with just grit. Grit and a granite head. His head is just one big rock.
His skin is coming off, but his skull's still there. Still good.
Yeah, this is that's funny how he grabs his head and almost you can see how it almost irritates Sean.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's getting probably gonna get pissed off and knock him out here pretty soon.
Yeah, Cheeto's nose is bleeding pretty good.
Oh, so is Sean's, yeah. Sean's bleeding there some.
He must have landed something good on him. Yeah, at least even the score here. Come on.
Yeah.
Tired of seeing Sean O'Malley not look that bad. A little bit of, you know, bumps here and there or whatever, but then Cheeto's bleeding out the face. It's a
pretty good fight. I mean, these guys are pretty.
They're throwing with
somewhat even.
Yeah, they're throwing with intentions here, too. It's not just a sparring match, you know. Sean doesn't have anything on these. What are these? Is he running out of gas?
You know what the cool part of this is? We can't hear Cormier talk. That's nice.
Yeah. Nothing against the guy personally. I just don't like hearing him talk anymore. I think he's a shit guy on the mic. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Sorry, anybody that's a fan, I'm just not.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is O'Malley slowing down a little bit? Well, it looked to me like he was slowing down and is not enough, not as much, you know, fire behind his shots. It looked like there's more. Let's get some points here. Let's, you know what I mean? They don't look like they have anything on him. And it's like, is he starting to kind of lose some gas here?
I think maybe this is more than what he's used to.
He's probably going
a little farther than what he's used to going.
Yeah, I don't know how many 5-round fights he's had, but I wouldn't think it's been that many.
Cheeto is being more aggressive now.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. That's what I was thinking, too. I think the longer this goes, it might be more Cheeto's fight. I don't know, man. If it goes to the end, obviously, fifth round might be Cheeto's round, by the way this one looks. But, yeah, when you've seen this whole fight and you're watching it like we do, this one feels more like a chess match.
Yeah, right.
Because we know where each round has gotten, you know what I mean? A lot of times we'll end up talking, but we don't see as much.
Yeah.
And we see the high points of it, so we don't see how
much. They just had the thing up that Cheeto's landed strikes 34%, O'Malley 54%.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I think that was landed strikes.
Like significant strikes or something?
Maybe something. I didn't see. I just saw the numbers and then the percentages. Yeah, he's getting a little winded now.
So yeah, I think
this
so.
This is a long fight for O'Malley. Usually by now he has the guy knocked out and he's at the restaurant eating some French fries.
Some French fries.
Or some haggis.
Yeah, bloody nose.
Look at that. His nose is blooding.
Yeah, hell, man. That's...
This dude looks like he's in critical condition, man. Yeah, he looks rough.
Yeah, he's not.
He looks...
He's psyched.
They get to him, and they're all zoomed in on his face.
Right.
And he's looking messed up. I mean, he was looking like, what the hell's going on here? Who am I? He tilted the bottle to his mouth, and it spilled on him before it got to his mouth. So he's a little out. He's a little off, I think.
I don't know though. He doesn't look like he's gassed out or he's slowing down a lot to me.
He looks gassed to me a little bit. But then O'Malley looks a little gassed too.
I almost think O'Malley looks a little. I don't know. They probably all come a little more fresh at the beginning of each round. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah, right.
I think O'Malley looked a little more worn down at the ending of the fourth. All right, here we are in the fifth. Dancing around, both looking pretty fresh here.
You see, at the end of the last round, they were deciding that they're not going to be hanging out after this. They're not friends.
Yeah, right. He doesn't give a shit about his Lamborghini, and he's not going
to
show
him. I don't need to see your Lamborghini rainbow hair.
Yeah. Where's you got your whatever rainbow bright?
Oh man, he's chasing him. Ooh, nice spinning back kick that missed.
Gee, he had him up that close. I don't know why he didn't throw something. Cheeto. All right, O'Malley's...
It seems like Cheeto's the runner and O'Malley's aggressor now.
I think O'Malley or Cheeto's just waiting for the right time. Time to, to go after and throw a combo.
He keeps on flinching.
He looks like he's almost like he's cowering.
He's flinching, like big time.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, this guy's been in here. I know he's definitely not cowering, but...
I've seen a fighter like that in UFC. It's like
he anticipates
none of them are afraid that they're going to get their face punched. They're just,
he has no poker face, let's put it that way.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's showing every bit of flinching,
He keeps on, putting his hands up and closing his eyes, don't hit me.
Yeah, right.
Don't hit me. But
like a fourth grader taking on an eighth grader or something. I know I'm going to get my ass kicked. But he's, you know he doesn't mean it that way, but he's like you say, the poker face is gone.
Oh right, yeah.
This is Sean's fight, pretty handily. I would think
he's definitely the aggressor now.
Yeah, and I think
okay, there he threw a left that was nowhere near.
I'm gonna say Sean probably first, third, and fifth.
Yeah, right.
I think.
Yeah, the last round was not that great for Sean.
Yeah, right. And then the second round, I think, was good
for Cheeto.
And I think
the rounds that O'Malley won, he won them by a bigger margin, too. Like, when he was looking good, he was doing real, real good. And then when Clay Guida...
yeah. Caveman.
Oliveira was doing good. He was looking pretty good.
And, this right here... Vera's got 2 minutes, 20 seconds here. You know what? You should have uncorked something a long time ago, dude. If you left it this long, it's just not going to happen, dude. Unless you uncork. 2 minutes.
Is this a title fight or is it just a headline?
It's for O'Malley's title, yeah.
Okay.
And it's
there was definitely not enough to take a title.
No. For this being a title fight, what he's been waiting on, I have no clue. Yeah. He has not been able to figure out the new Sean O'Malley that he supposedly knocked out, whatever it was, a couple of years ago or whatever. It's like
was a knockout?
He cannot, He cannot. I just, something must have fell off of this guy before the Sandhagen fight. He looked worse than this in the Sandhagen fight. But I think O'Malley has enough to keep him confused because this guy, I don't think there's really been that great of stuff. Yeah, second round looked good for him. The rest of it, kind of touch and go. Fourth round was good. But this round, he hasn't looked great yet, and we got a minute left. I just think this has been a pretty, not easy, but a pretty decent day at the office for O'Malley. It hasn't been anything where he's had...
He's still alert, and he does not look gassed now.
Yeah.
He's still bouncing.
Doesn't seem like it's anything he's had a hard time dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, Vera hasn't given him anything that he hasn't already seen or he's learned to deal with. Yeah, and that looked like there was nothing on it either.
Oh, yeah. That looked like it had a little more on it.
Yeah. Vera landed a nice knee, but Sean just gave him one back.
Right, and then he gave him one back, and Sean's looked a little more hurtful.
Yeah, Vera's looking, he really didn't have much on it, but yeah, I just think that, I think Chito should have jumped on something much earlier.
Because for the last 4 seconds here,
I mean, the fight's over, lots of
punches.
And he looks like he is just, you know, nowhere.
Yeah, there's
he was never anywhere near winning this. I mean, I'm not even sure I'd give him two rounds, but I think two and four, I would give him to
Chito,
yeah, and they're close. But I think, like you were saying, Sean, I think significantly got 1, 3, and 5. I think it's
five. He got
five, probably more so. Five, and one was like a feel-out process.
Yeah, one was almost nothing. I mean, there wasn't really anything impressive out of either one of them.
Yeah, right. Thinking back on it now, I could almost say that maybe
one was a tie, and then
it
could be pretty close.
I still don't think
that Chito got any round so much more.
No, I agree with that. I think Sean is significantly ahead in the rounds that he won.
Yeah, right.
Versus Vera.
Why is he stopping that? What is the ref? Oh, it was after
the end of the round. Yeah.
Oh, and then that was the end of the whole fight, and he like threw a knee afterwards and hit him.
No, I think it was right at the buzzer. I don't think it was anything bad.
Yeah, his knee worked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. That barely even hit him.
Yeah, right. That hit him. He's got a pretty freaking good left jab.
See, that was nice, too. You went like a right to the belly and then a left to the belly, left hook to the belly. And I think that was smart to do, too. And that looked like, that was the point where it looked like he almost put Sean down, but I think the camera angle made it look like Sean went down, but he really didn't.
Listen to it.
Yeah, let's get past Cornmeal's report card. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute here. We have some stats. Yeah, I mean, look at that. I mean, it's a ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
significant strikes, though. I don't like that. What constitutes a significant strike? This is the thing that pisses me off about UFC.
A punch that landed and made some difference. Wow, look at the numbers here, okay?
I mean, round one, significant strikes. George St. Pierre used to win fights with jabs all night. That's not a significant strike.
No, yeah, George St. Pierre, I don't know how much I like him.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, that what constitutes a significant strike?
In round one, Sean O'Malley had 25, and the other guy, Vera, 11.
And then I'm not sure I even agree with that.
To 17, significant to
strike. I mean, I think this is easy to pad. I don't agree with these numbers here. These are overly padded with little.
I don't know, man.
He had some little bullshit punches in there, and if he had any of those, they didn't mark him down. Come on, dude. You're gonna say he did this bad? 40-17 in round two, where I thought he won. He only landed 17 significant. These numbers are garbage. Don't get me wrong, I think Sean won convincingly. That's the thing that bothers me, because this is how they can fuck with fights. If this was any part of judging, this probably has no part in it. It's probably a UFC thing. But it's how they can fuck. I don't know. It's how they can make people think one thing when it's not true. That's just for me. That's just my opinion, but I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm just yammering on, but anyway.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I want to hear it all.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of speculation, and not just speculation, people that have some things that they want to, that they bring as facts about some sports are fixed. And it's like, dude, they're pretty convincing with it.
I don't see how this is fixed.
Yeah, I don't either, but I think it's, if you got a judge, you can buy it. Anybody, and not anybody. Yeah.
Unanimous.
Still. Yeah. Yeah, Sean O'Malley, but easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. The first fight was a fluke. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Either the end of that, or this kid was just he wasn't there yet enough. He had a lot to learn. Get to the interview and then we'll duck out of here.
Your finest performance inside the octagon. Were you surprised that he ate that knee?
Yeah, I felt something in his face break on his nose, his cheek, or maybe I'm just feeling shit. I felt like something.
Maybe I'm just feeling shit.
You take a look at it, and once you hear it, when you go back tonight,
it almost looked like there was.
That smack was insane. The fact that he just ate that and ate so many.
Yeah, he did take a beating.
Man,
he just kept going and going. So
yeah. Chito Vera, I mean, not I'm going to say this to be rude or anything. Guy's got to do some stuff before. Let's not go too long into your, you know, the rest of your career racking your brain. Let's get some defense going here.
Yeah, right. Get some blocks, maybe.
It's entertaining. Don't get me wrong, but, man, we don't want you, to, you know, drooling on your way to your kid's graduation.
Right, right.
You did get back that one loss in your career. Give us your thoughts on what you would like to do next.
It's like Joe was stumped there for a minute.
Give me a jet to Spain, baby. I'm coming for Ilya Topuria. I want Ilya, baby. Give me Ilya.
Why does that excite you so much?
I'm not sure that's a great idea.
He's a scary fucking dude. Ilya excites me. Going up a weight class excites me.
Hey,
I'm here for whatever.
I like that.
Yeah, right.
Ilya excites me. Going up a weight class excites me.
Yeah, he's going for something. So that's, you gotta respect that. He's going for something that's scary and not being like, I want to fight.
Yeah,
like a freaking. Trying to think of the guy that.
It's very cool, man. What, you're talking about somebody who stepped out of their weight class to fight somebody, or?
Well, no. I mean, like him picking somebody that's retired. Pull him out of retirement,
yeah,
not
right.
Knock him over.
Jake Paul. Pull him out of retirement so I can fight him. Let's see. Got the Chito Vera interview here.
First of all, I want to say thank you to the people that kept to support me and show me love. The people of Ecuador that believed in me. Hey, guys. This is it for me. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to get better. I'll be back.
Oh, I thought he said this.
I thought that he was saying he's going to retire. I don't think he realized what he was saying.
I think he maybe he means like, this is it for me. I got to make a change or something. I don't. I'm just speculating, man.
I like booger the sugar to Harry.
Yeah.
He did better than me. And I just want to thank my team, Coach Carrillo, that brought me all the way to a title shot. We'll be back. And to my family, I love you, baby. To my kids, to my father, to my mother. I won't disappoint you guys again. I'm going to work harder, and I'll be back. Thank you.
Yeah, let's get some.
The heart you displayed, unquestionable. Ladies and gentlemen, Marlon Vera.
Yeah, let's get some boxing defense going here, man. Because the dude can throw, and his gas tank is good. And neither one of these guys were necessarily gassed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was a pretty impressive fight.
It was good, yeah. I don't really have a bunch of complaints, man. So I don't know. I don't know how fun that was for you guys to hang with us on it, but we did a little bit of fast forwarding around. So if you happen to watch the last two fights with us, you might have to fast forward here and there because we didn't literally stick to the whole thing. Like the in between rounds, I sped some of it up, and in between
fights, some of the lulls.
Yeah.
Get past. Look at those two guys all the way to the left.
Yeah, it's a heavyweight
fight. No tattoos there.
That one, that'll be a good one, too. Tuivasa and Tybura. That'll be a good one. Tuivasa's got something to prove here, man, because that guy looked like shit in his basketball.
Oh, Roseland Muniz is fighting Ribass.
Amanda Ribas. Blanchfield and Fioro. That's going to be really good. And then, I don't know.
Vittori
versus Allen. Vittori, I just don't understand the guy. Seems like the guy could be a complete pro right now and probably make a run for the title, but this guy refuses to bring any technique into the cage. It's, he comes in, rock 'em, sock 'em robots every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, dude, you got granite chin and you're powerful as shit. Put some technique behind it.
You could go somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, what is this? It's like he just refuses to learn. I don't know. And it's not like I'm some pro, but you could. It doesn't take a genius to see this guy needs to learn something else.
Yeah.
He's at a ceiling here, and it's not. There's not a lot of technique. It's just run and gun, and And he's
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's a good way to put it.
It's like, you gotten this far with what you have right now? It's like, dude, man, you imagine what you could do if you went to a different coach?
Yeah, right. If you learned how to defend, some defense and some strategy.
I mean, like what you saw Sean do tonight with, the distance control, nothing. That guy doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, right.
It's just, wherever you are, I'm going to land on you, and I'm going to land on you with complete power. He's just like I don't think there's any technique in his game whatsoever. And if they do teach him technique, he throws it out the window as soon as he gets in there.
Hold this ding, technique, ding. I got to go fight.
He's like, ding, ding. Technique's like salt over the shoulder, you know? But, you got any parting words for the gang?
No, this is good fights.
Yeah, it was a good night of fighting. We were going to stick through and do more, but I thought, man, that would end up taking forever.
Yeah,
and
we don't want to upload 3 hours or 2 hours or something of.
Yeah, right. Even if I edit it, it would probably take me 2 days to edit it.
Yeah, right. That'd be crazy.
Well, cool, guys. We appreciate it, man. We'll see you. We'll see you next week.
You guys take care.
This is Shu.
Do you enjoy looking in my eyes to get a reading on how I feel, what I think?
This is Spike.
Yeah, because you're so beautiful.